Boy Scouts of America, a movement founded on February the 8th, 1910, to promote the ability of boys to do things for themselves and others, to train them in scoutcraft and to teach them patriotism, courage, self-reliance, and kindred virtues, by placing emphasis on the Scout Oath and Law for character development, citizenship training, and physical fitness. Today, more than 1.25 million active members of the Boy Scout movement are celebrating this anniversary by rededicating themselves to the principles of their Scout promise, to do their duty to God and country, to help other people at all times, and to keep themselves physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. The President of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, has invited Mr. Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America, and Dr. James E. West, Chief Scout Executive and Editor of Boys Life, to join him in his traditional birthday message to all Scouts and Scouters and their friends. Mr. Head, speaking from the annual meeting of the Piankashaw Area Council of the Boy Scout of America in the Hotel Wolford, Danville, Illinois, will introduce the President, who will broadcast from the White House in Washington, D.C.
Fellow Scouts and Scouters and friends of Scouting, it affords me great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States.
Fellow Scouts, on this our 29th birthday, we can look backward with pride and forward with hope and courage. We rejoice that our organization has reached full maturity. Because the nation never had greater need of the Boy Scouts than it has today, I find peculiar satisfaction in Mr. Head's reassuring report on our progress during the past year. I am glad that our membership is greater than ever before, not from any mere pride in numbers, but because there is so much work to be done, we need all the workers we can muster. To all who have had a part in bringing the Scouts to their present splendid standing, I offer hearty congratulations. These boys, so full of promise for the future, are a national asset, and therefore should be regarded as a national trust. Ours is the duty to inculcate in the Scout mind those simple but fundamental principles which embrace strength of body, alertness of mind, and above these and growing out of them, that sense of moral responsibility upon which all sound character rests. In building up solid character, we are ensuring the future strength and stability of the nation. Sooner than many of us realize, the Boy Scouts of today will be full-fledged citizens to discharge, for better or worse, the civic duties upon which the happiness of the nation will in the days to come rest. As one who has been long active in Scout work and who feels a special responsibility as the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America, I like to think that faithful observance of the Scout Oath constitutes an excellent preliminary training in the duties of citizenship. And I like to think of the entire Scout training as an apprenticeship for the mastery of future civic duties. I have always been a believer in the discipline and training afforded by camp life. Life in the open constitutes an ideal recreation, while at the same time it encourages initiative and resourcefulness and self-confidence. On this account, I am heartened by Mr. Head's announcement of the gift of that fine site for advanced camping out in the Rocky Mountains. Camp life is an American tradition. It is a way of life. A generation trained in the art of camping will receive experience which I believe will give them exceptional equipment with which to cope with some of the most difficult problems of life in the years that lie ahead. And now, my fellow Scouts, I trust that the year to come will be one full of achievement, full of useful service for all of you. I appeal to all of you to be faithful now and always to the Scout Oath and the Senior Scout Citizenship Pledge in which Dr. West is about to lead you.
The President of the United States and Mr. Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America, and Dr. James E. West,
its chief scout executive, have just completed a joint broadcast in celebration of the 29th birthday of the Boy Scouts of America. The president spoke to you from his study in the White House at Washington, D.C.